Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. This video is going to be the first in a series of videos discussing continuous forms, and we're going to be using continuous forms, or a continuous form, in a very specific way to do a very specific thing for us in this database. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section website and download Access 2013 DB55, and then open that one up in 2013. Okay, password is password, as I'm sure you can read. Okay, so what are we actually trying to do that we're going to need continuous forms for? Well, as you can see, we've got, we're in the process of making a database for a hotel, and we're logging bookings. And if we look, if we take a specific booking ID like number 9, we can see that one single booking contains multiple rooms. So, for example, booking ID number 9, room 502, should we move that over there, was someone checked in on the 30th of July and checked out on the 20th of August, and there's actually two other rooms associated with that booking. But what we want to do is we want to create a form where we can see whether a room is booked for a specific date or whether it isn't booked. So it'd be essentially a visual representation of the data, and we're going to be using continuous forms to achieve that. So what we're going to do in this tutorial is we're just going to create the very, very basic continuous form, which is going to contain information about basically each individual room, and then we're going to, in the future tutorials, work from there. So close that. So first things first, we've got a query for rooms, which is query room sorted ascending, which is fine, except we only want to be displaying active rooms. A room might be inactive for maintenance reasons, so this is almost the query we want. So we're going to keep our life simple. We're going to click on it. Actually, let me just check. Room number type, cost per night. Yeah, that's fine. So we're going to click on it. Control C, Control V. So we're just going to copy it, and we're going to call it query rooms active. Just call it query rooms active. Easy as pie, right? And then we're going to click on a continuous form. Now, what a continuous form will do, if I click on query rooms active, is it'll actually display every single record flowing down the page. Not in a sense dissimilar to a data sheet, but you can, there's a lot more functionality you can use it for. And rather than me trying to explain everything, I'll just show you as the videos go on. So we'll click on query rooms active, go to create, and click on more forms and multiple items. Okay, so it's displaying multiple items. Make that a bit smaller. So as you can see, it's taking exactly the same information here, but it's just displayed it in a more sort of traditional form way. So let's call this scheduler. And what we're going to do is we are going to, and here's where it gets really good. If you drop it into design view, there's actually only one row of information, which is the detail section. It's just generating that multiple times depending on how many records there are. But back to layout view, what we can do is click on room ID, go to arrange, and click on insert below, so we can actually widen this area a little bit and do some interesting stuff down below, as an actor said to a bishop. Before we do all that, let us add some buttons to the top. So click on scheduler, split horizontal, split horizontal. So we're just going to make four buttons here. So design, and just add a button, just cancel that, cancel that. Yeah, we're going to cancel that one as well. I guess what we're going to do with this, we're going to cancel that. I go to F4 and go to format and picture, and we want G go to first, this one. Picture, we want go to previous, I think, or last. No, not last. That's absolutely not what we want. We want go to previous then. There it was. There it was. There it is. This one we want go to next. Now this one's go to last. Okay, a lot of the stuff I'm going to do isn't going to make much sense in this particular video. Just bear with me. We're going to be using these buttons to click through dates. But again, what dates? We haven't even had any dates. So, like I said, you just have to bear with me. So, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Let's go insert right. So now what we're going to do, we're just going to add a... Oh, that should be insert right as well. We're just going to add a text box here. So this is going to be start date. And we're also going to add a text box there. And this one's going to be end date. And just make this a lot smaller. And make this a lot wider, actually. Probably doesn't need to be quite as wide. Neither does that. Okay. So that's the top line. So we're going to be using these to give us a range of dates from the start date to the end date. We're going to be using these to scroll through the dates. And what do we want to do down here? Well, we're going to... first of all, let's move the room ID down. And we're going to want room number... there. We're going to want type in there. So I'm moving these labels down into the actual detail section, and anything you put in a detail section will repeat. So for example, cost per night, at the moment it's in the header section, so there's only the one of it. Now if I move it down here, I get that. Notes, frankly, we can just get rid of, and we can actually also get rid of active, so get rid of all of that garbage. Okay, click on type, go to range, insert left, click on cost per night, insert left, and cost per night, change that to charge. Yeah. Okay, and click on those, press F4. We want border style transparent. 201. Well, I actually don't. I was going to put them as hyperlinks, but we won't do that yet. Delete the label for room ID and then just move room ID over here. Split horizontal, as one does. And just make room ID visible note. Okay, so right, we've done basically what we wanted to do. So save that and call that. I'll call it form scheduler. Okay, so we've done what we wanted to do for this video. And one last thing, width 1.5. Okay, so we've got the continuous form we wanted. Now we need to do the slightly more difficult thing, because we're going to add a row of text boxes up here, probably 15 to 20. We're going to add a row of text boxes here, and we're going to be reading information from the bookings, and we're going to be looking up whether, for example, a particular date, which would be in this text box, and a particular room number form part of a booking, and if they do, we'll be writing the name of the guest. If not, it will be blank. So then we'll start to get that concept of visual representation of data. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to get it so that we can click on either single or double or twin, and it will filter the form. So if you click on single, it will just show the single rooms. And with room numbers, we'll also get it that if you click on a room number, it will filter the form by the floor. Now the floor is determined by the start room number. So 2 is the second floor. 3 is the third floor, 4 is the fourth floor, etc., etc. Standard hotel fare. Okay, anyway, that's all in future videos. So this is just the basic inception of the scheduler. And thank you for watching. See you in the next video.